T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bill's sideline reporter, Sal Capaccio from WGR. He's with us live this morning.
And I mean, I've never heard so many people so excited over an incomplete pass in my life. I think I heard a Fred Flintstone yabba dabba doo come out of John Murphy there. And the same sentiment was echoed all over Twitter. People were saying again and again and again how great Josh Allen looked off an incomplete pass. Sal Capaccio is now with us live. And Sal, you know, looking at that, I think in years past, we would have looked at that pass and said, oh man, here we go again. Same old Bills. Throws his first pass and it goes way out of bounds. But ending the drought changes everything, doesn't it? People look at an incomplete pass now and we're excited.
Yeah. I mean, really, it's more about the fact that, you know, this guy threw it on a rope 65 yards in the air, and that's just arm talent is something you can't teach. And, you know, seeing a big arm like that is something pretty special. On top of the fact that actually the receiver did catch the ball, it just was a little bit out of bounds. But I think that was what people were really excited about, seeing him be able to throw the ball downfield. It was incomplete, there's no doubt. He'd like to see that complete. But Josh Allen played pretty well last night. I think he did pretty well. He had a third-team offensive line in front of him. They didn't do a good job of protecting him. He ran pretty well. He threw a few nice darts, a couple passes he'd want back, I'm sure. But overall, I thought he did a nice job.
You know, Peterman, McCarron, and Allen all led touchdown drives when they were on the field last night. This is still a three-man race, isn't it?
There's no doubt about it, Susan. I'll tell you, the great thing about last night for the Bills and their fans is the way the quarterbacks played. All of them played really well, especially, I think, the duo of Peterman and McCarron. The downside, in finger quotes, not really a downside, is that we didn't get any separation, right? We don't really know who's in the lead after last night because they all look pretty good. But, you know, that's a good problem to have for Sean McDermott. At least he's not sitting there today looking at the film going, oh, my God, what are we going to do at the quarterback position? None of these guys can play. I think it's very encouraging what happened last night at that position. And we'll see how they go forward here. But you're right. I mean, this is still a three-man race based on what we saw last night.
Hey, it's great for us, too. I mean, how many times do you, A, want to stay tuned for an entire preseason game, and B, you're already looking forward to the next one?
No doubt. And here's the other thing, Brian. Last night's game was entertaining. When's the last time we said that about a Bills preseason game? And I mean, there was a lot that happened last night. That first 85-yard drive, you know, you had defense, you know, giving up some plays and the Panthers staying in it. And then, of course, you know, they wound up winning it in the end. The Bills made it close in the end. Josh Allen came in. He led that touchdown drive. He had an onside kick to try and get it back. So it came down to the wire. There were a lot of really interesting things. And I just remember so many preseason games in the past where we're really just sitting there in the third quarter, fourth quarter going, oh, my gosh, what's the traffic like on the 219?
What was the crowd reaction like, especially when Allen took the field?
It was a lot of applause for him. I would say about 20% of the crowd was giving him a standing ovation when he came in. It was something. When he came in, it was a loud roar. It was so much so that he was even asked about it after the game in the locker room. And, and he said, he's been coached up pretty good. He said Bills Mafia came out in force with their support or something like that. So he knew exactly what to say. So it was something I think the fans have been waiting to see. I'm really glad he got a whole half, too. You know, really, it worked out exactly the way Sean McDermott wanted. He wanted Peterman to get a quarter, McCarron to get a quarter, and Allen to get an entire half, and that's the plan, and that's how it worked out.
Hey, wondering if you saw the video, or you might have even saw it yourself on the sidelines, Kelvin Benjamin and Cam Newton before the game.
I did, and I was a little surprised at, you know, that cold reaction from Kelvin Benjamin towards Cam Newton. Although I will say, when we asked Kelvin Benjamin about the situation the other day at practice, and we said, you know, after the comments came out and, you know, McDermott said he wasn't really pleased with it and Benjamin said he understood that, we asked Kelvin, we said, are you going to reach out to Cam before the game? And he basically looked at all of us and said, why? And then, like, you got the feeling that he wanted no part of that. And he said he really wasn't going to go out of his way to do anything. And then, you know, Cam came over, tried to talk to him. Kelvin gave him the cold shoulder, and then they kind of exchanged some words. It was pretty tense, I'll tell you. When you watch that video that was posted by one of the Carolina reporters.
Oh, Sal, you know me as a pro wrestling guy. I love that off the field drama that you see between these two guys. It looks like there's a real beef there.
And then it went on during the game, by the way, when Kelvin scored. I think he pointed at the bench or something like that. Or at least he made a gesture like, hey, you know, nothing too bad, but just like to let him know that he scored the touchdown. I think Devin Funchess said something to the Bills bench when he was over there. So it was interesting. You know, we're used to a Carolina-Buffalo hockey rivalry, Brian. At least we were several years ago. Maybe we get some sort of Carolina-Buffalo football rivalry going forward.
Yeah, looks like they're kind of revving things up for the season. All right, Sal, we're glad you could join us this morning. Thanks.
Anytime, thank you.
Sal Capaccio, Bill's sideline reporter from last night's game with WGR Sports Radio 550.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.